Notes on the Mosquito is a book of prose poems. And is this the form you work with, or is it just this collection that's in this manner? And why prose poems?
Okay. So in 80s, I started my writing in early 80s. In 80s, actually, I tried to be... I had some examples, models. I tried to be a good poet. That means I tried to be a poet like W.B. Yeats or something like that, someone like that. So I learned a lot, the lines, the music, the images. But then the 80s, we call the Chinese, artists and intellectuals, we know a term that is 80s is a decade of enlightenment. Then it went to 1989. In 1989, I lost two friends. One is a Haizi, who is also included by that the book published by Cobra Canyon. That's was that push open the window. He committed suicide in March, and then another friend named Luo Yihe. He died on Tiananmen Square during the students' movement. And also I saw, I was there. I saw the whole event. That changed me totally. And I found my old way of writing was out of use. I could not express myself with all the means I've got to express the darkness I felt, to express the desperation, and so I almost stopped my writing, with just sometimes maybe a one or two poems, but I almost stopped. So it went to 1992. I just can't bear, so I need a vomit, and when I vomited with words, I forgot all the things I learned in 1980s. I just wrote and wrote I just want to express myself without any roots. So it went to some prose poems, fragments, some sudden ideas. So there was a big change in my heart. And for instance, before I felt that I was a poet, I expressed myself. So self is something important for me. But later, after my friends' deaths, not only Haizi and Luo Yihe, but also I have other friends. A classmate named Zhang Fenghua, who also committed suicide. He jumped out of the window. And another friend who is also a poet, young poet, who is also included in that push open the window. He also committed suicide. So many things. Wow, that's a very hard period of time. I almost died, actually. So I need to, in Chinese, we have a term that is to change your bones, not only to change
muscles.
Muscles, yeah.
But to change the bones.
Yes. So I changed my bones, and then my poems just became something like this.
Well, with an introduction like that, I think the best thing we can do is start hearing some of it. This is a very interesting paragraph from the very first page of the manuscript.
Oh, you want me to read it?
Would you be so kind? It's
called
Beast, the name of the poem, and that's just a paragraph from it.
Okay. This paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. The beast, it despises my hairstyle, despises my scent, despises my... Oh, no.
Repentance.
I'm sorry. This text...
It's an old version of that.
No. I'm not quite familiar, actually, with the translation. Could you please read this?
I'll read it. I'll be happy to, sure. The beast, it despises my hairstyle, despises my scent, despises my repentance and reserve. In a word, it despises that I doll up happiness in baubles and jewels. It squeezes its way into my room, orders me to stand in the corner, and with no word of explanation, collapses in my chair, shatters my mirror, shreds up my curtains, and all that belongs to my spiritual defense. I beseech it, don't take my teacup when I'm thirsty. Right there it digs up a spring, which I suppose must be some kind of response. Well, the reason I asked you to read that is this notion of your spiritual defense. I mean, first of all, could you maybe, if not tell us the inspiration for that line, tell us a little bit about this notion of spiritual defense and what you might be defending yourself from?
Oh, it's hard to say. Because I think our way of using the language, our ways of knowing yourselves, our ways of and all of your readings. I don't know, all the things you're used to, that is, all these things were smashed. All these things were abolished. And so if, for instance, if you know whom you are going to visit, then it's a way of life. So you just go and meet him. But if you go there and found that people is has disappeared, then the only thing is that you may just stand there and be at a loss. Where's him? So it's I don't know. It's hard to say. But I think things. The spiritual, what are you?
Spiritual defense.
Spiritual defense.
Yeah.
Yes. All the things I was used to was stopped, was abolished.
And this is Cultural Revolution.
Cultural Revolution. Actually, for me, I grew up during the Cultural Revolution. Actually, Cultural Revolution for me... was my air, actually. I breathed the revolutionary air. So I know here you have many books describing or talking about the Cultural Revolution. Cultural Revolution is something for me very complicated, and all the authors on Cultural Revolution, they are the persons who can write, and maybe they have some bad experiences during the Cultural Revolution. But Cultural Revolution, I think there are different layers of Cultural Revolutions. It depends on it depends on your family experiences and your educational backgrounds, all these things. But the 1989 for me is more important than the Cultural Revolution. It changed me totally.
Tiananmen Square.
Tiananmen Square, yes, yes.